Yes, no problem.
Now, I've got to have a look at Wayne Rooney's career, and you look at his England career, even his Premier League career as well, it's certainly been a fantastic achievement what he's been able to put together so far.
Well, absolutely. I mean, top scorer for England, top scorer for your club, you know, it doesn't get better. I mean, certainly for his club, he's achieved so much with Manchester United in terms of, you know, major trophies and to top the Bobby's goals record, which looked like it was going to stand forever, is something special. With England, it's going to be looked at slightly differently. You know, the stats look good, but the achievements aren't there. I genuinely think if, you know, he hadn't been, had his foot stamped on in Euro 2004 against Portugal, which, you know, ruled him out the rest of that game, things might have been different, because I think we could have won that tournament. And, he played for England at a time when we weren't great, but also we were very unlucky as well. So, you know, the achievement, the England career won't be looked at as sort of in history as fondly as what he's done for Manchester United.
No, I can imagine. And just looking at it as well, what we've been asking today is, would he make your all-time England 11? Is he going to be up there with some of the legends that have put on the England shirt?
Well, I mean, that's a big one. I mean, you know, I would put Alan Shearer and Gary Lineker ahead of him in an all-time 11, certainly. But you know, that's debatable. Other people would have him in there, but certainly I would put Shearer and Lineker in ahead of him.
And he's certainly interested to see as well how he gets on, because of course we've seen players in the past retiring from the international shirt and still going on to be great players years after as well, the likes of Paul Scholes and so on. Do you think it's the right decision for Wayne Rooney to make to call it time now?
Well, I mean, in Paul Scholes' case, it was the wrong decision, because he jacked it in when he was, you know, at the peak of his powers, and I think it was because he wasn't being played in his preferred position, and he was getting fed up with all that. So, but you look at Alan Shearer, you know, Alan Shearer made the right decision. He went on to play for Newcastle for another, I think, 4 or 5 years after he quit England, because he realised that he wouldn't be able to do both, and he didn't want to quit England, but he realised he wasn't going to be able to do both. And he does a column in our paper, and he actually said after the Euros that Rooney had to do the same. You know, he had to be selfless, think about himself and think about his own career. And you've seen how he started this season with Everton. He looks like a player revitalised. I mean, I've charted his whole career at Manchester United, from that stunning hat-trick in his first game to what was a real sad decline, really, in the last two seasons, where he was a shadow of his former self, and he needed this move to get him up and pumping again. And it's certainly in the first two games, he looks like that. You know, I was at the Man City game the other night, and he was excellent, not just with the goal, but the ground he covered. He covered more ground than any other player on the park in an Everton shirt. And, you know, this is a bloke who's at 31 supposed to be finished. So, and also these international breaks, it's like a fortnight away, that the games are, you know, we know we're going to qualify for these tournaments. The friendlies are boring. You're away from home for a long time when you could be resting up and everything. So he's made exactly the right decision. And, you know, I know Henrik Larsson with Sweden, what he used to do. He used to keep retiring from international football, and as soon as they qualified, he'd come back and just go to the major tournament. So, you know, maybe he'll do that if he had a great season. But certainly all the international travel and the meaningless games and these tedious qualifiers, I'm genuinely not interested in them, and he's clearly not interested in them anymore either.
I think most of the country would agree with you there as well, be honest with you, Neil. Well, you are right there. And looking at, obviously, Wayne Rooney, I mean, it's only been a few games for Everton, but he does seem really revitalised over there at Goodison Park. Do you think it might have been one of those where he could have got himself in contention for Russia?
Well, yeah, certainly. I mean, nobody's really, you know, all the time people have been questioning whether Rooney should be in the England team or not, no one's really stepped up to the plate and challenged him. You know, Harry Kane hasn't. Marcus Rashford didn't, although he's still very young. Jermaine Defoe didn't. You know, no one's really challenged Rooney's spot. So he's been picked because, well, not because there's nobody else around, because, you know, he's still a great player. But, you know, no one else has challenged him. It needs someone else now to step up to the plate and become the new Wayne Rooney, to become the new goal scorer, to become the new leader. Kane can be that man. I certainly think he's going to be there with a new permanent captain going forward. So it needs someone to do that.
That's very true. And also, Neil, I also wanted to have a look at his career as a whole, because, of course, over at Manchester United, an illustrious career, but he did have problems, not just with England, but with Manchester United along the way as well. Is that something that you think will be almost forgotten in years to come and remembering the probably the better parts of his career, at both in England shirt and over at Manchester United?
I mean, certainly his career at Manchester United has been tainted in some United fans' eyes by the two times where he nearly left the club. Once when he nearly went to Chelsea, once when he nearly went to Manchester City. So that has tainted it slightly, but I do think, I agree with you that in years to come, when you look back at the statistics, the goal scoring record, the achievements, I believe that'll be forgotten. And with a lot of players, I think he'll actually probably get he probably gets better the longer he's not playing. You know, as happened with a lot of players, because you get all misty-eyed about it. But you know, I think if it was building a statue to him for his achievements at United, because no one's ever going to top that goals record. Absolutely not. And you only have to flick on to, you know, people might just remember the last two or three years of Wayne Rooney, but you only have to flick on to YouTube, you know, put in Wayne Rooney's best 10 goals and see what he was like at his height. And, you know, he was phenomenal.
Yeah, he really, really was. And just for how long he's been able to sustain that for as well. And certainly be good to be keeping a close eye now over at Goodison Park as well. Neil, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on Radio Yorkshire today.
Okay, anytime.